It's a problem that Petersburg and other communities in Alaska are facing. As the baby boomer generation hits retirement age, a growing portion of the population will be seniors. That means a growing portion of the population will qualify for a senior exemption from the local 6% sales tax. Borough officials put together a committee last year to re-examine tax exemptions and look for ways to keep tax revenue level. That committee discussed the controversial idea of eliminating the senior exemption altogether, but couldn't come to agreement on recommending that change. Instead, borough assembly members proposed sunsetting the exemption. People who qualify by the end of 2019 will continue to be tax exempt. After that, no one else can apply for new exemptions. The sunsetting ballot question almost failed during an assembly vote last month. However, Assemblymember John Haverlick was unable to make his vote heard over the phone. Haverlick appreciated a chance for reconsideration this month.
I was really trying to get this through, and I had no idea you guys weren't able to hear me, so I appreciate you giving me this option.
Meanwhile, Vice Mayor Cindy Lagadakis said she still had reservations about the proposal. She noted the arbitrary cutoff date of 2019.
The other issue is that there's a conflicting ordinance that may or may not get approved by the voters. So this May sunset, and the one that I'm referring to is the grocery and fuel ordinance, which if this applies and that also gets voted in, the grocery and fuels potentially would sunset in 4 years.
Lagadakis voted no along with Bob Lynn. However, with Haverlick at this meeting, that sunsetting passed 4-2 in its second reading. It also passed in third and final reading with only Lagadakis voting no. That conflicting ballot measure that Lagadakis mentioned was approved by a 6-0 vote. That would limit the senior exemption to groceries and home heating fuel only. The assembly also unanimously passed the third reading of a 1-year residency requirement for the senior exemption. Likewise, they supported a question on ending the exemption for Alaska residents outside of the Petersburg borough. Other ballot questions don't apply to the senior exemption. The vote was unanimous on a ballot question that seeks to raise the overall sales tax cap on purchases from $1,200 up to $2,000. That measure would mean an additional $48 for the borough in revenue on purchases of $2,000 or more. The assembly also supported sending a tobacco excise tax to local voters. That will raise the price of a pack of cigarettes $2, or 45% of the wholesale cost of other tobacco or nicotine vapor products. Similar tobacco taxes are imposed in Juneau, Sitka, the Mat-Su Borough, Anchorage, and Fairbanks. All those questions now go to voters in October. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.